Hare Krishna, once again I welcome you all for the Bhakti Sangha Japar conference call. Now we will be moving on to our next session, which will be given by His Grace Jeevan Gaur Prabhuji, saying about the glories of Mukundatta, Sridhar Pandit and Shyamananda Prabhu. Before going to Prabhuji, let me give the call to Praveen Govind Prabhuji to give brief introduction about Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, please take over the call.
Hare Krishna, my dandrat pranams to all the devotees on the call. His Grace Jeevana Gaur Hari Prabhu was associated with ISKCON for the last 22 years. He is a disciple of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. He is a sector leader for the South Chennai zone and manages more than 25 bhakti vrikshas. Every year, he takes many, many devotees to Mayapur and Jagannath Puri. He is proficient in Tamil and writes articles which are regularly published in Tamil BTG magazine. His online classes on Chaitanya Leela attracts numerous devotees and he travels across the world to preach Krishna consciousness. Welcome to the call, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Dandavat Pranam.
Thank you, Praveen Govinda Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Praveen Prabhuji. Thank you so much for the brief introduction. We welcome you, all, you Prabhuji, to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Hare Krishna. Hare Prabhuji, please Thank take you. Over the call. Hare
Krishna. Thank you,
Anita. Please accept my humble obeisances, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, I offer my respectful obeisances to all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who have assembled here to hear the glorious pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Associates. So today I have been given the topic to speak about the glories of Mukunda Datta, about Kodalecha Sridhara, and also about the glorious pastimes of Shyamananda Pandit. Mukunda Datta, Vasudeva Datta, and Pundarik Vidyanidhi, they all originally hail from Chittagong. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is mentioned as Chattagram. Now it is known as Chittagong. From Chittagong, there is a place called as Mekala Gram. So that is the residential place of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So these three associates, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Mukunda Datta, Vasudeva Datta, originally from these places. Pundarik Vidyanidhi from Mekala Gram. And this Mekala Gram is also known as Pundarik Vidyanidhi Dam. And from here, 30 kilometers, there is a place called as Chanhara, the village called as Chanhara. And Chanhara is the birthplace of Mukunda Datta and Vasudeva Datta. And we were fortunate to go to Bangladesh twice. So we had a nice darshan of these places. So anyhow, Mukunda Datta, Vasudeva Datta, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, they shifted from Chattagram, Chittagong to Navadip. Because Lord Chaitanya, he was performing his pastimes at Navadip. So these associates naturally shifted their residence from East Bengal to West Bengal. So we will have a little darshan of Pundarik Vidyanidhi Dham. Pundarik Vidyanidhi is none other than Vrishabhanu Maharaj in Krishna Leela, the father of Srimati Radha Rani. And these places, all these places, His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, he started from the scratch. Because we all know that being a Muslim country, there is no support for building temple or developing a project. So all these places, right from the scratch, wonderfully His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj have given a lot of contribution to these places. And definitely, this is a must-visit place for all Gaudiya Vaishnava devotees. Because for us, we can approach Lord Krishna only by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And definitely we know to approach the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, it's the mercy of Lord Nityananda and his dear eternal associates. So if we continuously go on, hear the glories of Lord Chaitanya's associate, and if we perform this Gaura Mandal Parikrama, where these associates have performed a wonderful pastime, then there is an assured guarantee that we will go back home, back to Godhead. There is no doubt on that. Because in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur repeatedly says, whoever hears the name of the dear eternal associates of Lord Chaitanya, they get liberated from material existence. Not only we, whoever comes in contact with them, and the utterance of their holy name is so powerful that they can liberate all the living entities in this universe. So such glorious pastimes of Lord Chaitanya's associates happened here. And this is the entrance to the Pundarik Vidyanidhi Dham. And as already told, there are many Radha Kund, Shyama Kund manifested because of the pure devotion of Lord Chaitanya's associates. So naturally, Radharani's father, Vrishabhanu Maharaj, if he is having his residence here in Pundarik Vidyanidhi Dham, then naturally we can see here Shyama Kund and Radha Kund. And in Gaurangabari, the birthplace of Narottam Das Thakur, there is Radha Kund, Shyama Kund in Navadeep, one in Chaitanya Gaudiyamath, we see Radha Kund, Shyama Kund, one in Ritudweep, then in Govardhan. Then we see in Kanupur, that we'll be also seeing Shyamananda Prabhu's place, and also in Srinathji. So like that, there are many Radha Kund, Shyama Kund manifested, which clearly indicates us that these associates are not ordinary persons. We all know that they are so intimately related to Gauranita, intimately related to Krishna Balaram, intimately related to Radha Krishna. And by their potency, all these holy places get manifested. And definitely, the Guru Tattva, we have to understand one principle. Whomever we meet, whether it's a Diksha Guru or a Siksha Guru, an eternal associate, the first thought which should come to our mind is that they are very, very dear to Mahaprabhu. They are very, very dear to Krishna. Since they have developed and since they have already large quantity of love for Krishna, by their association, by their glands, we can also develop love for Krishna. So this is the procedure following in the footsteps of great acharyas. So here we are seeing the great Shyama Kund, which is manifested here in the Pundarik Vidyanidhi Dham. That's originally, if you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, this place is mentioned as Mekala Gram. So the wonderful Radha Kund, Shyama Kund are side by side manifested. Definitely, Srimati Radha Rani in a liquefied form is Radha Kund. So this Kund is not different from Srimati Radha Rani. And see, in the past times, Vrishabhanu Maharaj came here as Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and he initiated Gadadhar Pandit. And Gadadhar Pandit, he also took birth in this part of Bangladesh. And if you take the Panchatattva, Advaita Acharya took birth in Bangladesh. And we can see Srimati Radha Rani, Gadadhar Pandit, took birth here at Bangladesh. And there is one place called as Panchakada. So there, Srivas Thakur took his birth. So the majority of the Panchatattva took birth here at Bangladesh. And it is also mentioned that Sachi Devi and Jagannath Mishra, their birthplace is also from Bangladesh. And in some version, it is said that Mahaprabhu appeared in the womb when Sachidevi was in Bangladesh, and he came out in Navadvip. Anyhow, we can understand how close are these places to Mahaprabhu Leela. And there is a wonderful temple here, Vrishabhanavi Murari, Gaurasundar. So Radha Krishna in the combined form, Lord Chaitanya here is known as Gaurasundara, molten gold. And Vrishabhanavi Murari. So a wonderful Radha Krishna temple here at Mekala Gram, ISKCON Mekala Gram. And we can have a close darshan of these deities. Actually, since we went there twice, the devotees from Chennai, they performed a wonderful drama here. Because for us, if we want to reach lotus feet of Krishna, and also to render eternal service to Krishna, Bhakti Vinoda Thakur stresses that we have to take shelter of the lotus feet of the Panchatattva who appeared in Navadvip Dham. So they were performing this wonderful Panchatattva and also Pundarik Vidyanidhi and drama here. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he is known as Premanidhi, Gunanidhi, Acharyanidhi, Vidyanidhi. So Pundarik Vidyanidhi is already familiar with Mukunda Datta and Vasudeva Datta. They were all residents from these zones. So when Mahaprabhu was enacting pastimes at Navadvip, these wonderful personalities, they shifted the residence. They had the residence here, and they developed one more residence here at Navadvip. So Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he was also having a residence near at Mayapur. So he came here to take part in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by the will of Providence, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he also came to the house of Srivas Pandit, because there it will be the meeting point of Lord Chaitanya and his associates. And there is also a place called as Gadadhara Bhavan in Mayapur, Advaita Bhavan, Gadadhara Bhavan, Srivas Thakur home, very nearby. So at that time, this message that Pundarik Vidyanidhi has come to Mayapur was intimated to Gadadhara Pandit by Mukunda Datta. Mukunda Datta and Radharani, they are very dear friends. So Mukunda Datta told that there is a wonderful person, because they are already known. They are almost like in a, like a Jamindar. But Pundarik Vidyanidhi, due to those culture, somewhat he was ostracized from the society, but still it doesn't matter. He had so much love for Krishna. So when he came here, Mukunda Datta praised the wonderful qualities of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and it happened that Gadadhara Pandit and Mukunda Datta, they went to meet Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he was an opulent person with the silken cloths, with ornaments, and the way he sat down and the way he spat the betel nut in a golden jar, it all created a little doubt in the mind of Gadadhara Pandit. Because Vaishnava means he should be simple, but here definitely he was in an opulent way. Then the way, the style, the gestures which he made a little doubt whether he is really a Vaishnava. Mukunda Datta, he immediately understood the mind of Gadadhara Pandit, and he wanted to prevent him from making further advancement of committing mental offense. Then at that time, Mukunda Datta immediately uttered a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Aho bakiyam stanakala kotam jigam shayapaya yadapya sadvi lebe gatim datriyuchutam tatonyam Kambadayalam saranam brajema. Alas, how shall I take shelter of one more merciful than he who granted the position of mother to a she-demon Putana, although she was unfaithful and she prepared deadly poison to be sucked from her breast? Then immediately, these wonderful great personalities, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he started to exhibit the ecstatic trance. Then immediately he started to tear the costly silken cloths Then immediately, whatever the paraphernalia was kept near to him, he immediately kicked those paraphernalia. And then he started to faint in ecstasy. Immediately, what is the great wonder of this personality? Just by remembering the slokas, they immediately, it makes an impetus for them to attain the highest stage of exhibiting this bhava. Then immediately, Gadadhara Pandit could understand that he is not an ordinary personality. Just by uttering this verse, he have attained the ecstasy. And certainly, this symptoms can be exhibited only by Paramahamsa's Mahabhagavatas. Then he understood that he committed an offense. And then later, the message was given to Pundarik Vidyanidhi. In order to counteract the offenses, he want to be initiated from Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi, being a very magnanimous, merciful personality, he immediately initiated a Gadadhara Pandit. So what is this is the pastime. So what lessons or instruction we can get from here? One is that we can't recognize Vaishnava by external means. Sometime he may be in a very opulent way. Sometime he may be impoverished. Here actually, we'll be seeing both the opulent position of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He is a Mahabhagavata. And we will be also hearing about one more Mahavata, Kolavecha Sridhara, Sridhara Pandit. In outward apparent ways, one cannot recognize a Vaishnava. And Ramanujacharya clearly mentions that a Vaishnava should not be realized by the external appearance or by his caste, creed, color, or even should be called by his outward bodily symptoms. And Ramanujacharya, he gave more than 70 instructions, 70-80 instructions. Almost 70-80% of the instructions given by Ramanujacharya is how we should serve the devotees. They may be neophyte, they may be a Madhyama, or they may be Uttama. But anyhow, for all of them, the respect, the honor should be given mentally and also by offering pranams according to the stature. So here, we can find in many instances how the devotees, just by hearing the sloka or just by seeing the Mukunda, there was one more devotee called Mukunda Das, he was a physician. Just by seeing the peak of feather, he got fainted. And when Devananda Pandit was reciting Bhagavatam verse, Shivas Pandit, he was fainted. And just by seeing the color of the sky, one more devotee got fainted. And here is the hope which we can get for all the hopeless soul. The only hope is Lord Chaitanya. And here it is clearly mentioned, even for a Sri Daman Putana, Krishna gave devotional service to her. So even if a person comes with a negative mentality, we just can get inspiration from this pastime that even if a person with a wrong intention, evil intention approaches Krishna, they get purified. And Krishna also grants devotional service. Generally for demons, it's only liberation. But in the case of Putana, Krishna took the mood of the Bhava Grahi Janardana. So gave the position of a mother. And when Krishna killed the Putana, he was like a small baby child. So he is giving the instruction, though I am a baby child sitting in the lap of many gopis, still I can protect all of you Vrajavasis. Don't think that I am a baby child. I don't have a Sanghu Chakra. No. And whatever the demons killed by Krishna in Vrindavan, he didn't use any weapon. So here, this pastime, actually, for Gadadhara Pandit, he is a great personality, but anyhow, as per the Leela, his mentality was corrected by Mukunda Datta. So that's why we need a good association of devotees, because in every step of life, the devotees, when they interfere in our life, we don't know how much changes it makes. So definitely we should always hanker for the wonderful association of the devotees. And certainly this is the one sloka where we can get instruction that in Kali Yuga, generally people think that we are lowly fallen, and that is true. But in this sloka, we can also get the confidence, faith, and the inspiration that the mercy supersedes our external apparent situation. And here, near to this Pundarik Vidyanidhi Dham, hardly a 10 minutes distance, here is the Mukunda Datta Bhajan Stali. And this is the place where actually Mukunda Datta, he used to do bhajan here when he was residing originally here at Chattagram. Later, he moved here from here to Navadeep. And there is a wonderful place. So we can see the Mukunda Datta Bhajan Stali. He's a wonderful singer. So in Krishna Leela, Mukunda Datta is Madhukanta, and his brother Vasudeva Datta is Madhuvrata. So they are wonderful singers in Krishna Leela. So here, the same personality, Mukunda Das, he is, we can say, in Vrindavan, he is also one of the confidential personality. Vrindadevi. Mukunda Das is Vrindadevi. And here Mukunda Datta, he is Madhukanta. So this is the bhajan style. So much vibration. Just you chant a few runs here. The attentive chanting. And wherever the places we go, we should pray to develop taste to chant the holy name. The mind may go here and there. But the mercy of these acharyas, the great associate, they give us so much spiritual strength that if the mind wants to run away, we can easily monitor and try to bring back. So we get the spiritual strength and we have to pray for that. And apart from that, Mukunda Datta, that is his bhajan stali, just exactly 100 feet from that, this is the place of the deities being personally worshipped by Mukunda Datta. We can see wonderful Gaur Nittai deities worshipped here. So all these places, it was completely in a scratch position. So most of these places were developed by the wonderful loving devotees of Bangladesh. And here we can see the Gaur Nittai deities worshipped by Mukunda Datta. And here there are two photos, one on the left side and one on the right side. So these are the photos of Mukunda Datta and the Vasudeva Datta. So this is the bhajan stal, the personal worshipable Gaur Nittai deities. And from here, should be around 30 kilometers, there is a place called as Chanhara. That is their birthplace. This is the bhajan stal. And from here, they moved to Navadeep. And Mukunda Datta, he participated in many pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. And he was a classmate for Lord Chaitanya. He was the inaugurator of Kirtaniya when Mahaprabhu does many programs, whether it is Mahaprakasa pastime or even the drama pastime. Mukunda Datta used to sing and inaugurate. His singing would mesmerize Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they used to dance in a swirling mode, in a round clockwise or anti-clockwise step dance. According to the tunes of Mukunda Datta, these two personalities would dance, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. And if we meditate on those pastimes mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavata and Chaitanya Charitamrita, how Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they would dance according to the tune of Mukunda Datta, the just thought will make us so happy. Mahaprabhu, he enjoys the dance. He is very fond of dancing. Like Lord Jagannath is very fond of eating. Prabhupada used to say, Jagannath is Bhoga Priya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Nadana Priya. So that's why in ISKCON Kolkata, there is a wonderful Mahaprabhu deity, and they have named it as Gaura Nadraj. Nadraj means the beautiful dancer. And our movement is chanting and dancing and feasting. One disciple went to Srila Prabhupada, said that, Prabhupada, this devotee is not doing anything. He always chants and takes prasad. Prabhupada told, he has rightly understood the essence of my movement. Our movement is only chanting, dancing and feasting. So the beautiful songs of Mukunda Datta and the beautiful dance of Gauraneta and his associate, and there will be a sumptuous feast. This is what is happening in the spiritual world. Golokera Prema Dana Harinama Sankirtana, the same pastime is happening here. And that is a 100% assured guarantee. The associates of Lord Chaitanya are so powerful. If we continuously hear those wonderful personalities, daily actually we have to do parikrama, manasika parikrama. We may be in any part of the world, but we should do parikrama, and it gives us more strength to us. Hardly Navadip Mandal parikrama, manasika parikrama, it may take 2 or 3 minutes. Gaura Mandal parikrama, maybe 3 or 4 minutes. Wherever we are, we can do that. The Nayan Islands and also the places, Antardweep, Samantadweep, Godramadweep, Madhyadweep, Koladweep, Ritudweep, Janudweep, Motadrumadweep. We have no Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar Pandit, Srivas Thakur, Stanu Narsingadev, Radha, Madhav, Lalita, Vishaka, Chitra, Champakalata, Induleka, Rangadevi, Sudevi, then Srivas Sangan, Advaita Bhavan, Gadadhar Bhavan, Srivas Thakur's house, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Samadhi, Shyamakund, Radhakund, Gaura Kishore Dasa Babaji Maharaj, Samadhi, then Chandrasekharya Acharya House, Gandharvika Giridari, Prutukund, then we have Murari Gupta Bhavan, Chankasi Samadhi, Rajapur Jagannatha, Samantri Devi, Kolavicha Sridhara, Mayamari, Megera Chara, Nimbadithetri, Madan Gopal, Oshidvi Nilambra, Chakravati Thakur, Panchanantala, Narasimhapalli, Devapalli, Arakananda, Harihara Shetra, Swananda Sukada Kunch, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Samadhi, Gauri Kishore Dasa, Babaji Maharaj, Bhajan Kutir, Sorabhi Kunch, Bhakti Vedanta, Arokya Asam, Hamsa Vagan, Naimi Sharanya, Gomati, Pushkar, Kurukshetra, Mahapraya, Devananda Gaudiya Mat, Praudamaya Mandir, Dameshwar Mahaprabhu, Champahatti, Samudra Ghat, Ganga Das Pandit School, Radha Kunch, Shyama Kunch, House of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, Janamuni Ashrama, Bhishma Tala, Saranga Murari Shripat, Vasudeva Datta Deity, Ruins of Sachidevi's house, Arkatala, Surya Kunda, Mahatpur, Rukumpur, Shankarpur. 2 to 3 minutes. We have to do it. What is the wrong in it? Gaura Mandal Parikrama, wherever the Lord Chaitanya's associates have performed, 60, 70 places. So daily we pray, no? Daily if we pray the Sikshastaka, daily our faith and love for Krishna increases. Daily we have to meditate on these pastime places and also the associates, whomever we remember, whomever we can assimilate. Manasika parikrama and daily remembrance will be always useful for our advancement in Krishna consciousness. And definitely if you do Navadip Mandal and Gaura Mandal, it is assured guarantee that we will reach back home, back to Godhead by the mercy of Gauranga Nityananda, very soon, it is clearly mentioned by Vrindavan Das Thakur as well as by Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami. And Mukunda Datta was also personally present when Nityananda Prabhu broke the danda. Nityananda Prabhu was saying, Mahaprabhu, why you should carry danda? In danda actually resides 33 crore demigod. You are the supreme personality of Godhead. Why you need to carry 33 crore demigod? He broke it into 3 pieces, and at that time Mukunda Datta was also present, because when Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, before taking sannyas, his sannyasa information was given through Lord Nityananda to few personalities, 5 persons, Sachi Devi, Mukunda Datta, Brahmanda Bharati, Chandrasekhara Acharya, to Nityananda Prabhu. Sachi Devi, Brahmanda Bharati, Mukunda Datta, Chandrasekhara Acharya. Only 5 personalities Mahaprabhu gave it. So he didn't reveal this information to others. So Mukundadatta is one of the five associates to whom Mahaprabhu confessed that I am going to take a sannyas shortly. And during Mahaprakasa Leela, Mahaprabhu was exhibiting the various pastimes. So that we will be also seeing. Anyhow, when these associates, they would go to Puri, there will be a Atharnala bridge. And the devotees from Bengal go from Navadip under the leadership of Sivananda Shrayan, 200 devotees, Mahaprabhu would come from Gambira to the Atharnala bridge to welcome all these devotees. And the standard is two way, putting a flower garland and offering sandal paste to their bodies. So Mukundadatta, he also used to come along with the Navadip Damvasi, headed by Sivananda Sen, to take part in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya during their 4-month stay at Jagannath Puri. Mukundadatta, and apart from that, this is the river Padma, where actually in Bangladesh, Mahaprabhu, he kept love for Krishna in this holy river. Anyhow, to go to these places, we have to cross this river Padma, so glorious, because Mahaprabhu kept Krishna Prem in this place. And to go to those places, we have to go the bus and all will be carried through the ferry, and we have to cross the river Padma, a wonderful ride. Definitely all devotees should aspire to visit Bangladesh, definitely aspiring to visit all those holy places. So anyhow, Mukundadatta, he also participated in the Mahaprakasa Leela. Mahaprabhu showed various forms to the devotees, but he was not granted audience to whom? Mukundadatta. And Mahaprabhu told that he mixes with the Mayavadi and hears those philosophy, and when he comes to devotees, he hears the Bhakti Shastra. So why such a duplicity? I'm not going to give audience to him. Then it made Mukundadatta cry, and Mukundadatta asked when he will be giving me the audience. Mahaprabhu in an angry tone told that after 1 crore birth, and when the information went to him, then he immediately started to jump in joy. Definitely after 1 crore birth, I will take darshan of Lord Chaitanya. Then it melted the heart of Lord Chaitanya. It means that he has complete faith on me that after 1 crore birth, he will attain me. And he immediately told that 1 crore birth has gone. Immediately allow him to take my audience. So in that way, actually to get love for Krishna also, generally, if we see the scriptures, literatures, it takes many births to attain love for Krishna. Generally, it takes many births. There is no doubt on that. But mercy means it is lawless. Like some person commits crime, then he will be sentenced to a fixed term. Then if mercy is given by the president or maybe the some higher authority, then his punishment becomes less, or immediately he may also get freed. So we have to hope for the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Generally, it may take many births, but there is no harm if we aspire by taking shelter of these eternal associates. After leaving this body, please grant me to render eternal service to your lotus feet. And Lord Chaitanya, he has come only to give love for Krishna. In Kali Yuga, no one is crying, I need Krishna Prem. But Mahaprabhu is crying, take Krishna Prem, take Krishna Prem. And if you are eager to get that highest treasure, then what will be the problem for Lord Chaitanya to give it? He has come only to give that. Definitely, if we pray, praying means Mahaprabhu, your mercy means Mahaprabhu immediately he told he will attend me only after 1 crore birth. Then immediately he changed his mind. 1 crore birth has passed. Now I am giving you audience. You will again get love for Krishna. So this Kripa Siddhi, we should always hanker. But we should hanker and pray. And also, we should be in a humble mode. And now we will move on to the glorious pastimes of Kolavecha Shidra. Kolavecha Shidra, he is Kusuma Sava in Krishna Leela. He here in Pundarik Vidyanidhi, we saw how opulent he was, and he was a Mahabhagavata. Because in Mahaprabhu's pastime, everything is being illustrated. See, if you ask question, what will happen if there is a restriction to Mahaprabhu's movement? Just to take Chankasi, it could not stop him. Then if he can ask, if a person who is opulent, can he practice devotional service? Take the example of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Then we can, if some person asks question, if a person is an impoverished condition, can he do bhakti? Take the example of Kolavecha Sridhara. He is demonstrating through that bhakti is unconditional. And we should always remember that we may have love for Krishna or we may not have love for Krishna. That is a different thing. But one thing we should understand, Krishna's love to us is unconditional. And his love is like an ocean towards us. And Krishna loves all the jivas unconditionally. So the circumstances doesn't matter. Because for small, small, petty things, the Kali Yuga mind, it is in a turbulent mode. Small, small thing, it always wants to find the excuse that I want to go away from the association of devotees. But in the example of Kolavecha Sridhara, we can find how he was a staunch devotee of the Lord and he was worshipping the Ganga with the meager income, whatever it was coming. He had only little profit, but with that little profit, he was actually spending for the worship of the Ganges. And we all know that Kolavecha Sridhara, he was in an impoverished condition. The generally, the opulent class people, the upper middle class or the higher class, they just stay in a 5-star hotel, 7-star hotel like that. Definitely, it is an opulent way. But Kolavecha Sridhara, he was staying in a hut with many holes in it. If a person lies down and if he sees the sky, he will see many stars, not 5-star or 7-star, many stars. So his condition was like that. And apart from that, his clothes, it was worn out and then it had many knots. So he was in such an impoverished condition. He didn't have a proper food to eat and he didn't have proper jug to drink water. He had a meager income. He was unnoticed unless at the last stage he was actually summoned by Lord Chaitanya during his Mahaprakasa pastime. No one knew, even the associates who are close to Lord Chaitanya, they didn't know about who is Kolavecha Sridhara. They couldn't identify Kolavecha Sridhara. And when Sanatana Goswami reached Benares at the house of Chandrasekhara Vaidya, Mahaprabhu told one Vaishnava has came, but he, Chandrasekhara Vaidya, could not identify the Vaishnava. Then Mahaprabhu came out and identified him. So in spite of being impoverished, his life clearly indicates that bhakti is not dependent on external circumstances. Whatever may be the situation, we should always have this thought that we should have the mood to live in a contented mood. Whatever is given by Krishna, that should be accepted. If Krishna gives opulence, accept it. If Krishna puts us in an impoverished condition, it should be accepted. Because only when we are self-satisfied materially, that is a contented life, then we can render nice devotional service. Because aspiring to have a good birth, a higher material,
Hare Krishna, can we all hear Prabhuji?
Hare Krishna, cannot hear Mataji, Prabhuji.
Yeah. Prabhuji is frozen, I think his internet
connect. Yeah, Mataji. Yeah, but I can still see his PPT.
Hare Krishna.
But it's frozen. Yeah, I think he will reconnect. Yes, please.
So here we can understand how in spite of criticism, he wasn't bothered. Criticism, actually, we have a lot of struggles in our life. So that struggle should not block our aspiration to attain pure love for Krishna. Everyone is struggling. Prabhupada struggled to preach Krishna consciousness in the West. We are following in the footsteps. And there are many struggles. So in spite of these struggles, we should always remember that the association of the Vaishnavas is the main impetus to attain love for Krishna. And he didn't care for criticism. In the sense, if people criticize, it is always better to think, because devotees means they should be sweet. So if some criticism comes, we should always think that I have a pinch of salt somewhere. So that is being identified. So there is nothing wrong. A pinch of salt. Vaishnavas means completely sweet. If some pinch of salt is there, maybe some devotees criticize. We should accept it in a honest and positive way. And when he was always chanting in a joyful way. That is the glory of Kolavecha Sridhara. He used to chant in a glorious way. And Mahaprabhu, we can understand daily, he used to fight for several hours with the Kolavecha Sridhara because he was a banana seller, selling banana cups, banana leaves, banana roots, and then everything. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come to his shop, bargain him. Whatever the price is told by Kolavecha Sridhara, he would bargain half the price. And at last he would say, you should give me free of cost. Then no other go. Kolavecha Sridhara has to give at free of cost. Then when Kolavecha Sridhara, he used to give banana leaves free of cost, then Mahaprabhu used to bargain, give me the best quality. And Kolavecha Sridhara, he was mesmerized by the bodily beauty of Lord Chaitanya. And apart from that, the way in which Nima used to speak, his bodily gestures, Kolavecha Sridhara, daily he would have joy in his heart. Why that little boy Nima is not coming to my shop today? His loving pastime, quarreling pastime. He used to hanker for that. And Mahaprabhu used to say, hey, you are cheating. You have the highest treasure within you. But externally you appear that you are impoverished. But one day I will make the hidden wealth treasure to come out. Don't worry on that. Anyhow, now you are cheating. You are saving money so much by making high profits. He used to tease and joke in this way. And in spite of that, though he was in an impoverished condition, he used to give to Mahaprabhu. And our policy is not to take. Our policy is to give. That instruction also we can get from Kolavecha Sridhara. He was totally in an impoverished condition. Even if a person earns just 10 rupees, he can give 1 rupee to the Lord. The Lord accepts it. The Lord accepts only the love. And he gave it in a happy heart. And that is the beauty. Whatever we give to Krishna, that should be in a happy mode. And Krishna likes to get things from us which we like the most. So whatever the things we have developed attachment, and if we share it to Krishna, Krishna is the proprietor. But still, if we say, if you are giving to Krishna, Krishna only wants that, we should not be the proprietor. We should think that Krishna, Mahaprabhu is the proprietor. So that makes Mahaprabhu happy. And it also purifies us. So in this way, Nima used to come and then argue with him. He used to quarrel with Kolavecha Sridhara at least for a couple of hours and then bathe in Ganges for many hours, 4 hours, 6 hours. And Kolavecha Sridhara, he was fortunate in one sense. Mahaprabhu used to bathe in Ganga and he used to spend 50% of the income in worshipping Ganga. And Mahaprabhu used to say, hey Kolavecha, I am the father of Ganga. Then he used to say, Abhishto, don't say like this. Why are you giving me pain? And then Mahaprabhu told to Kolavecha Sridhara, I will reveal all those things. when the right time comes. And actually he revealed those things during Mahaprakasa Leela. And when Mahaprabhu, he planned to take sannyas, before the day of taking sannyas, Kolavecha Sridhara, he had a little hut. And there he used to, the pumpkin, the bottle god, they used to come up in the top of the roof. And whenever he sees a nice pumpkin or bottle god, he used to cut those vegetables and then offer it to Nimai. Before taking sannyas, Nimai was offered this bottle god too by Kolavecha Sridhara to him. Then immediately Nimai told to his mother, there is a special preparation which we can make through bottle god, a sweet preparation. Mother Sachi is expert in that. Then he took that prasad. Then the next day, Mahaprabhu, we all know that he went to Katwa to take sannyas. Before that, also, he accepted this humble offering of Kolavecha Sridhara. Mahaprabhu used to say, see, I am not interested in accepting opulent things from a non-devotee. You are so dear to me. That's why I used to come and then fight with you. And Mahaprabhu just snatches things. When Mahaprabhu snatches banana leaves, banana stem, he used to jump. Externally, he used to jump, but even in a single instance, Kolavecha Sridhara never showed anger in his face. And that is the glory of Kolavecha Sridhara, never showed anger. He had so much love for Krishna. So we don't have love for Krishna, but when we hear this pastime, and just by meditating on that, slowly following in their footstep, by their side glance, we can also develop eternal love for Krishna. So at that time, even when Mahaprabhu, he is Vaikunthapati, but in his pastime, he appeared as a Brahmana family. Then even when he asked his mother Nimai to prepare a sweet preparation, there is no milk and no sugar. But when Mahaprabhu desired to take the bottle god, then immediately a man knocked the door and he told, today only in my house there was a calf born, so I want to give milk as well as a little sugar. Then the preparation was made. So like that, Mahaprabhu is illustrating whatever the desire of Mahaprabhu and whatever the desire of eternal associates of Lord Chaitanya, that is sure to happen. And if they desire and bless us, we will attain love for Krishna, that is sure to happen. It's only a matter of time and it is only for us to realize. And Mahaprabhu used to tease Kolavecha Sridhara. Sridhara, what do you think of me? Then Sridhara Kolavecha will say, you are a Brahmana, you are born in a Brahmana family. Then Mahaprabhu used to say, no, I am from a cowherd family. You don't know that? But the yoga maya was covering the real identity of Nimai. Then Mahaprabhu used to ask Kolavecha Sridhara, hey, you are worshipping Vaikunthapati, the husband of goddess of fortune, but still you are suffering. What is the cause? And Kolavecha Sridhara used to say, suffering? Me? No. See, if you take the example of a king or a bird, the king may live in an opulent place with the nicely dressed, and the bird also lives in the nest with the feathers. So whatever comes of its own accord, the demand of the body is being met out and life is going on. Like that for me, whether I have a torn out clothes or whether I have many knots in the clothes, still there is a cloth to cover my body. So I am not suffering. It is just a way of living. And whatever it comes out of its own accord, I accept it. So that was a brilliant answer given by Kolavecha Sridhara. And that answer Mahaprabhu wanted to give to all of us through Kolavecha Sridhara. Whatever comes of its own accord, we should accept, and the goal should be to attain love for Krishna. And apart from that, every time Mahaprabhu used to bargain with Kolavecha Sridhara, Kolavecha Sridhara sometimes used to say, see, there is no shop which can give articles in a less price than my shop. If you want better, you can approach many shop and you can get from that. Then Mahaprabhu Nimai, he used to say, no, I am not interested in getting those articles. I want to get these things from you, and that too in a fighting mode. And Kolavecha Shridhara was charmed by the beauty of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu had two weapons, his bodily beauty and also the Mahamantra. Mahaprabhu Nima used to tease, so you are worshipping Ganga, giving 50% of your profit, and I am the father of the Ganges, why can't you give me discount? Come on. Then Kolavecha Shridhara, he used to close his ears. Don't say like this. And apart from that, Mahaprabhu, whatever the gifts they are given by the devotee out of love, he accepts it. So this is the thing which he wants to show it to us. And it is very difficult to perceive the loving exchanges between Kolavecha Shridhara and Lord Chaitanya. And definitely we can understand how Kolavecha Shridhara was always successful in winning the heart of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, during his Mahaprakasa Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never identified his identity as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Exceptionally, in few cases he identified, and in one incident is Mahaprakasa Leela, in 21 hours he identified himself as Supreme Lord. And he called all the devotees, and whatever form they worshipped Mahaprabhu manifested those form. And when this was happening in the house of Srivas Pandit, Mahaprabhu told, go and call Kolavecha Shridhara. At this time, none of the associates know. There is one associate who is dear to Mahaprabhu as Kolavecha Shridhara. And they asked the place and direction. Mahaprabhu told, go in this direction, and whenever there is a loud chanting, you can understand it is Kolavecha Shridhara. And when they said that Mahaprabhu is calling you, he just fainted. He just jumped in joy. And the devotees were amazed. Just by hearing the word of Nimai, he is fainting. So much love Kolavecha Shridhara had for Nimai. Then he was brought to the Mahaprakasa Leela pastime. Then he asked to Kolavecha Shridhara, now it is your turn. What form do you want, or what benediction you want? He told, I don't need any benediction. Then he told, do you want to become the king of the earth or king of the heaven? Then Kolavecha Shridhara, why you want to cheat me? Then he, Mahaprabhu asked, do you want to attain liberation or perfection in the eighth siddhi? He told, I don't want that. Then he told, then what do you want? Then he told, this beautiful form of Nimai, the Brahmana boy, he should always come to my shop and steal the banana, and I should develop love to your lotus feet, and the form of Bala Nimai should always be eternally manifested in my heart. So this is the benediction which he asked. Though he was apparently poor, he was given the benediction, opulence, liberation, or mystic perfection. He completely rejected that. So Mahaprabhu want to say that this is the thing. The highest treasure is to get love for Krishna. One who has love for Krishna is the most opulent and the richest person. And one who doesn't have love for Krishna, though he may be opulent materially, he is actually the most impoverished person. Apparently, Kolavecha Shridhara is impoverished, but externally, Mahaprabhu wants to say, he is having the real hidden treasure, love for Krishna. So he demonstrated it there. So we may ask many things from Lord, but if we ask, I want these two things, love for Krishna, serving your lotus feet, everything is included in that. So we should be intelligent enough. Then by the mercy of Mahaprabhu, because he is Kusuma Sava in Krishna Leela, then Mahaprabhu manifested his Krishna Balaram form. Kolavecha Shridhara, he actually stunned in ecstasy, seeing the beautiful form of Krishna Balaram. He is the eternal associate of Krishna, Balaram. Nimai, whatever that devotee's desire, he showed the form, and there is a wonderful, beautiful prayer by Kolavecha Shridhara. Immediately, the Saraswati appeared in his tongue. And then, Shridhara's prayer started in a wonderful way to glorify Nimai, and this prayer completely stunned all the audience. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Vishwambara, the Lord of Navadip. All glories to the Lord of the entire cosmic manifestation. All glories to Vishwambara, the son of Mother Sachi. All glories to Lord Chaitanya, whose incarnation and activities are a mystery to even the Vedas. Vedas doesn't directly mention about Mahaprabhu. He is a confidential form. But that confidentiality is expressed by Kolavecha Sridhara. He has appeared as the best of the Brahmanas. Taking different forms, he appears in every millennium to uphold religious principles. Secretly, you went about the town, managing and maintaining everything, your real identity unknown to all. For it is impossible for anyone to know your real self without your mercy. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, in Kali Yuga, if a person even develops a little faith that Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then definitely his deliverance from the material bondage is assured. Such is the glory of Lord Chaitanya. And here, that is wonderfully manifested from the tongue of Kolavecha Sridhara. He told that, Mahaprabhu, I am illiterate. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripa tamaham mande shri gurun dinadarinam paramananda madhavam shri chaitanya ishwaram. He was completely illiterate, but by Mahaprabhu's mercy, everything became manifested. So Mahaprabhu came here only to give love for Krishna. So we should, definitely it is always good to put ourselves in a humble mood, but at the same time, Mahaprabhu can give what is difficult for us to conceive and unimaginable, the love for Krishna. No one knows what is love for Krishna. We are hearing it. Love for Krishna. What is love for Krishna? He has not come to give only to a certain sect of people, to all the people. So we should nourish that desire. Spiritual life means hoping life after hope, nourishing hope after hope. And he is also continuing, O Lord, your religious principles, prescribed duties, devotional service, knowledge, the scriptures, the Vedas, and the object of all meditation. You are the mystic perfection, the ever-increasing opulence, the enjoying spirit, the path of mystic yoga. You are the faith, benevolence, illusion, greed in man. You are Indra, the king of heaven, the moon, fire and water. You are the sun, air, wealth and strength, devotion and liberation. You are Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. O Lord, you are not in need of anything because everything belongs to you. What a wonderful prayer. And he is also continuing. You had told me earlier that Mother Ganges, whom I worship, has emanated from your lotus feet, and yet due to my sinful heart, I would not recognize you. I had no realization of your supreme position. You are the same Supreme Personality who had preciously blessed Gokula with your appearance and now have again incarnated as the sweet Lord of Navadip. You are the embodiment of the highest esoteric process, that same devotional service you have propagated all over Navadip. Bhishma defeated you by making you break your promise in the battle because of his devotional service. And for the same reason, Mother Yashoda bound you. Satyabhama Devi could once sell you, her husband Lord Krishna, because of her desire and love for you. Captivated by the love of your devotees, you carried the young cowherd boys on your shoulders. The entire living creation carries and cherishes thoughts of you in their hearts. Yet you carried Sri Rama on your shoulders. It is a great secret and mystery how you are defeated by your devotees. Although you are defeated by devotional service, you keep devotion hidden. That quality of yours is not present now, for the whole world is begging for devotion. Previously, you were defeated by only a few, but now everyone will bind you with devotion. Hearing Sridhara's prayers, which were inspired by Saraswati, the goddess of learning, all the Vaishnavas were struck with wonder. What a wonderful prayer. The love for Krishna is actually hidden. And for those who have faith and somehow or other they have come in contact with the ISKCON movement or the Mahaprabhu's loving pastimes associates, they are assured to develop love for Krishna. And it is an eternal competition. Krishna serving devotees and devotees serving Krishna. And in this eternal competition, no one is defeated. Krishna is giving an eternal position where everyone is hankering to live a happy life eternally. And Krishna says that I can then make it through my mercy. That is not a big deal. Krishna says, in the form of Lord Chaitanya, I can do it easily. this love, this prem, I am addicted to that. And he becomes completely surrendered to the devotees. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, surrender to me. But in Prema Bhav, actually Krishna surrenders himself to such love of the devotees. So we can definitely understand from this pastime. So material education, wealth, beauty, fame, good birth, there may be or there may not be, but still our goal should be to attain love for Krishna. We should be self-contented. Yeah, Vaishnava cannot be recognized by his external position. So externally, Vaishnava may suffer, but ultimately it is happiness because it is bringing close to Krishna. And it is a matter of time to get it revealed. And Mahaprabhu, there is a Vishrama ghat in Mathura. After killing Kamsa, Krishna took rest there. So the same Kamsa, he appeared here as Chandkasi. And during the Sankirtan pastime, after Chandkasi breaking the drum at Shiva's home, Mahaprabhu threatened Chandkasi, and after that he came to Kolavechashidra's residence, which is backside of the Rajapur Jagannath temple, which we are seeing here now. And Mahaprabhu drank water from the iron pot. The iron pot was completely rusted, that even thief will not steal those iron pot. Still Mahaprabhu drank and said that, I have now attained love for Krishna, and he actually put few drops of ecstatic love from his eyes in the ground. So here the Vishrama Stala is here. So in the pastimes of Mahaprabhu, we can understand how Kolavechashidra was very fortunate, and we are witnessing those pastime here, that is behind the Jagannath temple. And maybe briefly we can see the glories of Shyamananda Pandit. Here we can see Shyamananda Pandit. He is a great personality. He, along with Rasikananda Prabhu, preached tremendously in Odisha. So these four personalities, Gauridas Pandit, he is Subala Shaka in Krishna Leela. His disciple is Hridaya Chaitanya Das, who is Sudhira Shaki in Krishna Leela. And Hridaya Chaitanya Das' disciple is Shyamananda Pandit, who is Kanaka Manjari in Krishna Leela. And Rasikananda Prabhu, who is the disciple of Shyamananda Pandit, is Aniruddha in Krishna Leela. So these two wonderful personalities, Shyamananda Pandit, Rasikananda Prabhu, they preached tremendously in Utkal, Orissa, because at that time, Orissa, it was governed by evil kings. So it was almost like the thief, robbery, dacoit, they were flourishing more. So here Mahaprabhu was giving love for Krishna, even for Jagai Madai, but for Orissa, who should give? Mahaprabhu chose Shyamananda Pandit and Rasikananda Prabhu to distribute love for Krishna. And the padukas of Shyamananda Prabhu is still, we can see in Kanapur, which is just nearby to Balasur, near Ramana. And we all know that Shyamananda Pandit is a great personality. He is Kanaka Manjari. Manjaris are dear to Radha Krishna. So here also we can see the Radha Kunda being exhibited here. Shyamananda Pandit did many miracles. He studied under Jiva Goswami along with Narottam Das Thakur. Shyamananda Pandit, Narottam Das Thakur, they are all very, very Srinivasa Acharya, very, very dearly related to Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami is Vilasa Manjari. Shyamananda Pandit is Kanaka Manjari. So Jiva Goswami Vilasa Manjari gave one service to Shyamananda Pandit when he was at Vrindavan. That is a kunch called as Kanana Kunch. You should draw water from the well and you have to clean those places. And while he was cleaning, he found the anklet. And immediately Lalita Shakti came searching after that anklet, and there was an argument. Shyamananda Pandit told, no, I will give only to the proprietor. And then Radharani came and then he presented that anklet. Radharani, being pleased, put the Nupur Tilak on the head of Shyamananda Pandit. So the Shyamananda Pandit Tilak will be different from the Vaishnava, Gaudiya Vaishnava Tilak. He was early named as Dukhi, then later named by his spiritual master Hridaya Chaitanya as Krishna Das. Then after Radharani put Nupur Tilak, he was called as Shyamananda Pandit. So we should understand these personalities, they are very, very related to the Radha Krishna and the gopis, because right from Jiva, from Rupa Goswami to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari, Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, Rati Manjari, Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami, Raga Manjari, Gopala Bhatta Goswami, Guna Manjari, then you can see Sri Rup, Sri Sanatan, Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jiva, Vilasa Manjari, Sri Jiva, Gopala Bhatta, Dasa Raghunath. Then Jagannath Dasa Babaji, he is Bhakti Vinoda Thakur, Kamala Manjari, Rasika Manjari is Jagannath Dasa Babaji, Bhakti Gaura Kishore Dasa Maharaj is also in one way, Guna Manjari, and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Nayana Manjari. So we can all see from Rupa Goswami to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they are all Manjaris. Manjaris, they are assistant to the gopis. So always they have the residence on the kund of Radha. That's why here Shyamananda Prabhu, when he had his residence in Kanpur, the love which he had in his heart, so that manifested as Radha Kund. He delivered all the dacoits, the kings. No discrimination. If we want to become recipient of Lord Chaitanya's mercy, we should distribute the mercy without any discrimination. And the deity is worshipped by Shyamananda Pandit. We can see in Kanpur Shishi, Radha Mohan, and also the Shyamananda Pandit Bhajan Kutir. Still, we can have darshan at Kanpur. So, Shyamananda Pandit did many miracles, and even when he went to a home of one devotee called Damodara, he was more interested in yoga. But when he went behind his courtyard, there when he was doing meditation, then immediately he could see Shyamananda Pandit in his eternal form. He was fanning down Radha Krishna. Then immediately he surrendered. So many pastimes, unlimited pastimes, Shyamananda Pandit. But we can definitely pray to Shyamananda Pandit, because his samadhi, Radha Kund, and his bhajan kutir are all in Kanpur. More powerful than worshipping the deity, the power is in the samadhi of the acharyas. And when we humbly cry that though we are unqualified, somehow or other, by the mercy of the acharya parampara, if we cry to get love for Krishna, then they are happy to give that. So Shyamananda Pandit, he did many pastimes, so that is unlimited. Anyhow, he was blessed personally by Radha Rani. So in that way, we can understand that these acharyas' personalities, they are very, very intimate to the gopis as well as to Radha Krishna. And just by meditating on them, glorifying them, and visiting those pastime places, by their mercy, they will definitely, in the parampara, if we get connected through the by following the instruction and the Diksha process, we should be fully confident that they can take us to the eternal service of Radha Krishna. And definitely, in the few days, we should can see these three personalities' disappearance, Shyamananda Pandit disappearance, Kolavecha Shidra disappearance, and also Mukunda Datta disappearance. The disappearance day is glorified more than the appearance day, because for the acharya's disappearance day, they are showing to the world what they have left us to the normal citizens to follow in their footsteps. So we get purified by this. With this, I end it. If you have any comment, realization, you are free to share. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your time and association. It was a very wonderful class. It was a virtual tour only for us, actually. So you started from what? Madhav Datta.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji.
Mukundata, then slowly you went to Sridhar Pandit, Shyamananda Prabhu, telling about the pastimes. Sridhar Kolivacha pastimes was very good, Prabhuji. So it was so nice. And how Mukundata, by saying the verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, removed the offense, the mental offense of Gadadhar Pandit. So it was very nice. And then the pastimes of Kolivacha Sridhar with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and at Shivas Pandit house, how for Mahaprakash Leela, how Kolavat Sridhar was invited, and how joyful he was to be associated with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Those explanations was very nice, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for this beautiful PPT. And devotees, if any questions, please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. All the pastimes of all this Vaishnava and Mahaprakash and all these Leelasthali, they, you know, by sitting in our house, we can visit them. You gave us very, very wonderful class. Thank you very much. It inspires us to become more sincere Vaishnava. Hare Krishna. Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Ananta Koti Dandavat Pranam. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, Srila Radhika Gopinath Ki Jai. Sitting our home comfort zone, and you take us Siddha Mayapur Dham and explain so nicely about the Kolavacha Sridhar and Sri Mukunda Datta, Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Pundrik Vidyanidhi, and you take us in so many temples and also Padma rewards, and then you explain about the 10 offenses, improve sides, second is criticism. Third is a joint attentively japa. Fourth is a banana fighting. Five is a hidden wealth. Six is a given in spite of the poverty. Seven is a happy heart. Eight is a banana leaf, cup, stick, flower. Nine is a bottle guard and milkman. Ten is a... So by you explain us about one example that what should our move to Sau Srila Prabhupada, and then you explain Sri Jiva is a Sri Rasa Manjari, Sri Jiva Shishi Goswami is a Sri Rasa Manjari, Sri Jagannath Goswami is a Rasika Manjari, Sri Gaur Kishore Das is a Guna Manjari, then a Rupa Goswami, Sri Gopal Patti, Sri Gopal Patti is a Rati Manjari, and then a Rag Manjari, I forgot that. And then Shyama Pandit is a Subal Sakha, Hadai Chaitanya Das is a Sudhir Sakhi, Shri Shamanand Pandit is a Kanak Manjari, and explain about the Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, and so many things, Prabhuji. It's going on, Prabhuji. In one class, you take us in a Sridham Mayapur Dham and explain in 100 days. You charge our battery, Prabhuji. It's a reminder in 2010 when we came in a Sridham Mayapur Dham, but still we are not visiting so many places, Prabhuji. Today you take us by Mansi Puja to all the place, not only me, all Mataji's feeling so grateful and so so happy by your seva, Prabhuji. Behalf of all Matajis, Anant Koti Dhanvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, Srila Radha Gopinath Ki Jai, Jai Jai Nityananda, Jai Jai Gauranga, Sridha Mahapur Dham Ki Jai, Prabhuji Ki Jai, Dhanvat Pranam.
Hare Krishna. All glorious to Guru Gauranga.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Go ahead, Mataji, go ahead.
Okay, Sureshwar Shyam Prabhu, go ahead.
Yeah, okay, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, you were saying about Manasa, like meditating in our mind, right, Prabhu, about these different holy places, right, Prabhu? Can you elaborate on that, Prabhuji?
I didn't get you. I had a call. Could you repeat it?
Yeah, you were saying about the Manasa Puja, right, about our meditating on these different holy places.
So actually... we go to Parikrama once in a year, and then when we are in our home, so daily we have our prayers. So in those prayers, in Kali Yuga, actually the most precious gem for us is Lord Chaitanya and our beautiful associate pastime. So there are around 50-55 places in Navadvip, and maybe around 60-70 manifested places in Gauradham. So we can make a list and we can meditate on those, maybe whatever we remember, it doesn't matter how much. But if we make a habit of remembering those pastime places daily, then it is equivalent to render daily Navadvip Mandal Parikrama or Gaura Mandal Parikrama, which will be highly useful for us in advancing in our Krishna conscious activity. So we have to list it down, and just by remembrance meditating, we can do Manasik Parikrama wherever we are in any part of the world. Such is the beauty of doing Manasik Yatra.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Prabhuji, if possible, can you send us that list, Prabhu?
Yeah, definitely. I will share it to you. I will send it to Shyamagauri and Lalit. Thank you, Mataji. Can get it from her.
Yeah, sure, Prabhuji. Thank you. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for taking us to these different places, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. Very, very nice class, Prabhuji. It was not a class, it was a parikrama. And you showed us the deities of all the worshipped by great devotees. We don't get to see them and take darshan and all the holy places. Feeling very grateful to you, Prabhuji. I have never been in parikrama with you, but I have heard so many devotees tell how ecstatic it is you're taking them for Mayapur, Navadvip Mandal and also Gaur Mandal. We want to one day join in your party, Prabhuji. That's give us blessings. And one question, Prabhuji. So you said that Pundarik Vidyanadi was ostracized in the community. So could you explain more on that?
So when he was living in East Bengal, that is the present day Bangladesh, somehow or other, maybe due to their devotion and we all know those places, they were also ruled by Muslims. So the Muslim people, we all know that in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, they would chase the Hindus, and then if they sprinkle water on their head, then it means that because at that time the society was so orthodox, then they will be ostracized from the Hindu society and they have to live separately. So such incidents happened in the life of Pundarik Vidyanidhi also. But it doesn't matter because sometimes this situation may develop into mental depression. But he didn't care for that because these Muslim people, they had the habit of threatening the people. Like the Gangadas Pandit family was also chased by the Muslim people, and he was completely feared when the Muslim people threw some droplets of water on their head. The Hindu community would not accept that. That is the problem, because so orthodox. But he was also ostracized from the society due to this such situation. But he didn't bother, and his love for Krishna was also uninterrupted. So the external situation, whether it is the political situation or social situation, it cannot hinder our path towards loving Krishna.
Very nice, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. And one more question. With when Shyamananda Pandit was there, you said that Utkal was ruled by some other king who was demoniac. So after Prataparudra's time was over, what happened, Prabhuji? Any history? How?
In Utkal, actually, the people, it's like a zones, like Vanavishnupur that was ruled by Veer Hambir and Purushottam Dev, then Prataparudra was ruled. Generally, the people, the residents of Utkal at those times, they were considered to be lowly, fallen, uncultured. It was like that at that situation. So at that time, it was a necessity for these wonderful preachers to preach in Utkal, because generally Veer Hambir was a Vaishnava, but due to the fight between the Pathans, because Pathans, the Turkey, they were all attacking, and he lost all his wealth. So he was also a dacoit only, Veer Hambir. Later, by the mercy of Srinivasa Acharya, he became a good Vaishnava king. So Utkal is not a place where people generally feel proud to take a residence, being not culture is not followed, and the people's tendency was low. But in spite of that odd situation, Shyamananda Pandit and Rasikananda Prabhu toured vigorously and made the entire Utkal the zone to float in love for Krishna. Here it was Mahaprabhu in Navadeep, in Bengal it was Nityananda Prabhu in Utkal. Is these two personalities.
Oh, thank you so much, Prabhuji. And also, I mean, we see that in associates of Mahaprabhu, how easily they faint. And if we take the Pundarik Vidyanidhi also, that just by hearing that one verse, he was, in ecstasy, rolling around, tearing the silken clothes. And we see this repeatedly, Prabhuji, in many things. So I was, and as you said that, we cannot understand that because we don't have that love. for Krishna. So my question is, how, I mean, can you explain, is it possible for us also to reach that level of love for Krishna?
See, since you have asked this question, I am answering it directly. I don't discuss this publicly. But since you have asked this question, I just want to tell these two things. Maybe anyhow it has to be revealed. So all these things are clearly mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the sattvika ecstatic symptoms, the 8 types of ecstatic symptoms. And we feel, we hear how one perspire and how water comes from the eye like a syringe, and then stunning in ecstasy. So these are all we used to generally read from the scriptures. Generally, even before the operation happened for His Holiness Jayakathara Swami Maharaj in Chennai, he used to continuously laugh for hours and hours, which is mentioned in the scriptures. He used to say, "I am helpless." So he exhibited. And I had an opportunity to bring medicines for Guru Maharaj from Chennai to Mayapur. I gave a trunk of medicines to His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. Maybe this incident should have happened before, maybe like 6-7 years before. After that, behind Govinda restaurant, there is a Gauranga Kutir. I went there and then slept in the dream. I was able to see Guru Maharaj's lotus feet. Then syringe of waters in the dream was pouring in the lotus feet of Guru Maharaj. So Guru Maharaj gave me a realization that it is possible. So I fully believe in that. And second one is, whatever the paintings of BBT, the Lord Chaitanya, it is real. That I can assure, because whatever Prabhupada has given in the BBT painting, it is actually the photos from the spiritual world. That is for 100% sure. So from my realization, I can say that if it is a dream, then Guru Maharaj says that it is possible. So that confidence I have, Hare Krishna.
Yeah, very, very nice, Prabhuji. Wonderful. Thank you so much. And yeah, yesterday also in the Bhagavatam class, he was saying that the real test is how much we have developed love for Krishna. So that was very beautiful, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. And we really are very enlightened by your association. And please come often, Prabhuji, to give us your association.
Thank you, son. Thank you. Thank you, Tiffany Mataji, for your comment.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, such a beautiful, beautiful class, Prabhu. Thank you so much for such a beautiful class. And I really like the that thing you have saying, like about Kolavicha Sridhar, Mukham Karoti Vachalam. Maybe that's the only shelter for me. I always feel that I don't understand any philosophy, nor I can read the philosophy properly. There is only shelter that you have shown us by this lecture is like, when time comes, just everything will reveal, take the shelter of the chanting of the holy name. That's the only way for us. So thank you so much, Prabhu, for stressing on that point. And all the pastimes that you have shared and you have put the pictures, it was really, as everybody said, that we went to that place and came. Literally, you took us to that place. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Very, very nice. Very nicely he explained everything and just he presented the parikrama to the, all these holy places. Thank you. Are they in Bangladesh?
No, I am presently now in Mayapur. From Gaurapurnima, I came here. I expected lockdown. Last year, I was in Chennai. So this time, anyhow, I expected lockdown. So for the past 3 months, I am staying here in apartment in Mayapur, and we are fortunate somehow by mercy of Guru Gauranga to be in Mayapur.
And all these slides, all those paintings, and Shyamananda Pandit, and Nityanagur, and Panjatattva, and Kolavicha Sridhar Prabhuji. So then all they are, the places are in
Yeah, all these places we visited, and we also recently had a complete Gauramandal Darshan, some 60 places, and also Bangladesh Darshan, So I already have the pictures. Most of the places we have visited, so I have in my laptop to share those things.
Thank you, Prabhu. It's very, very nectarian. Katha. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
There is one question in the chat, Prabhuji, from Lata Mataji. Where is Mukham Karoti Vachalam mentioned?
No, it's Mukham Karoti Vachalam. Guru Maharaj used to say that specifically if you want, it's mentioned about just by remembering Lord Gauranga, whatever is seems to be difficult, that becomes easy. And if we don't remember Lord Gauranga, the easy things also becomes difficult. But specifically, exact verse I don't remember, but I can get it. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. I wanted to just ask, do you have a website or somewhere or contact information for devotees to go on parikrama with you?
You mean virtual or?
Once lockdown is over and.
Yeah, I can share it with you. No problem. I can share it with you. For the Gauramandal, we had plans both for Bangladesh and also specifically for Gauramandal. Definitely, I shared with you once if. Things gets cleared. We are working on that. Definitely will be shared to you.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
So you do virtual parikrama also, Prabhuji?
No, we recently, all the 60 places of Gauramandal Darshan, I did it in Tamil.
Oh, so nice.
So all the places during this lockdown, all the 30 days of Vajamandal, as well as 60 places of Gauramandal and the Navadeep 9 island, for around 108 days, we did Puri Parikram, Gauramandal, Bangladesh, and the important places visited by Lord Chaitanya.
Oh, would you tell us, Prabhuji, when, in English, if you do, many other people also can participate. So when you're doing, please let us know, Prabhuji.
Yeah, sure.
That's really wonderful, Prabhuji. So much virtual tour you're taking. And it's really wonderful. So if it is possible, please share with us also. This is a kind request. Hare Krishna. Shama Guru Mataji.
Yeah. Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for the wonderful, wonderful presentation. I gave you a topic and I was thinking how Prabhuji is going to present and you has such a wonderful presentation. You took us to Bangladesh and all the holy places where we cannot even go physically. You took us there and you took give the pictures and deities and darshan and everything, Prabhuji. So nice. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Mataji. With all your permission and blessings, I am taking leave. Meet you soon. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyaya
Vacha Sindhu Bhyaya Vacha Patita Nam Pavani Pe Vaishnavike Namo Namaha.
Thank you.
Ananta Kodi Vaishnav Vrindiki Jai. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. His Grace Jeevan Gaurav Prabhuji Ki Jai.
Jai.
Hare Prabhuji.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. Haribo.
Thank you all the dear devotees. Thank you for joining us today. We'll be